How could a merciful God condemn for eternity, they put in quotes, those whose ideas are different? Couldn't God have created us all to believe in and obey God's one and only religion?
Well, we cannot begin to tell you the number of false premises that are within that question.
I was afraid of that. Shall we jump that one? Or do you want to comment further?
Man has come upon a variety of opinions of what he thinks God is, all of which are inaccurate. And so the most flawed thing with that question is the idea that man should come to one religion or to one opinion or to one conclusion. That, above all other things, flies in the face of the diversity that is necessary for the expansion of this universe, you see. If you were all thinking the same, there would be no expansion. And so we would say that that which you are calling God would never be excited about limiting thought, because that would lead toward endedness, and that will never be.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that there are many different perspectives from which to approach life is a very healthy idea. What is troubling is the never-ending struggle over whose idea is the best idea.
Right.
That's like saying there should only be one food to eat. What is the harm in the variety?
Well, that would lead into the next question. In other words, someone had asked, why doesn't everyone believe in one God? In other words, how did we get off to so many different gods?
Because man has created God in his own image, and there are many different images.
And we're all different. Why, in spite of the thou shalt not kill commandment, do so many people kill over who has the right religion?
Because most who say thou shalt not do anything mean everyone but them.
So that's true. I guess that's it, huh? Do you see cruelty and killing as wrong, like other than in self-defense?
We don't see it as wrong, but every time we've seen it, it has come from one who was very disconnected from who they really are. Those killers are asking for soothing that they almost never get, which makes them kill more. Think about those who kill in your society. Who are they? They're always disconnected, whether they are your president, who usually does not do his own killing,
right,
but orders it,
right,
or they are those who feel they are without choice, or they are those who are doing it in the name of righteousness. That is the biggest group. Or they are those backed into a corner where they believe that they are fighting for their own preservation.
The self-defense concept.
But without exception, it is all from a vulnerable place of disconnection.
Let's see, the next question, can I erase the bad things I've done from the judgment book, they said, and start all over?
No need. No such book exists.